Today is May 13th, 2009, and this is Adam Groves from the Illinois Fire Service Institute talking to Ron Burke from the Aroma Fire Protection District. We are discussing Lawrence Thornburg and Edwin Anderson, who died in the line of duty in 1958. Can you tell me about the history of the Aroma Fire Protection District?
They bought one truck. It was an old 49 Ford. And we had a one-bay wooden garage with meeting room upstairs, and then we built a two-bay block building in back of it. The wooden building is not there anymore. We built a new fire station where this station is at now, and it was burnt, and they rebuilt it in the same location. So they have manned it with bigger and better equipment.
Okay, and can you tell me about your personal service with the Fire Protection District and that of your family?
Well, I started, actually I started like a cadet, but it really didn't have a cadet program. So I was on the here at the department maybe 3 years before my name actually went on the roll. And that was in 57, I believe. And my father was, I believe he was one of the original members, and he served as fire chief for a period of time, which I can't tell you the amount of years. And my older brother was a captain on the department. So, and then I also had a brother-in-law that was on the department.
Okay. And how long did you serve on the department? You are retired now.
Yeah, I'm retired now. I served officially roughly 13 and a half years.
Okay. And can you tell me what the department was like in 1958? What sort of apparatus you had, what the fire station was like?
In 58, it was in the new station because we had just built it. And we had, what, two trucks and a equipment truck, the old Ford, and then we had a another Ford, I think it was a 52 front mount pump. That's the one that was in the accident.
Okay, how many members were on the department? Do you know offhand?
I would say offhand, probably between 20 and 25.
Okay. And they were all volunteers?
Right.
Okay. What can you tell me about Firefighter Thornburg and Firefighter Anderson? Not just their service within the department, but also their work in the community.
Well, Thornburg, he went by Thorny, and most people didn't know his real first name, so that was Thorny. And he was crippled real bad with arthritis, but he was always there for every practice. Whenever something was to be done, he was there to help with it. Ed Anderson, he owned the grocery store right next door to the fire station, and he made probably 90% of all the calls. He was usually around close for a daytime fireman, which we were always short of.
Okay. Can you please describe the incident in which these firefighters died in the line of duty?
Yeah, it was a small grass fire on Highland Road, and what we had pulled the booster line off, and it was laying in the ditch, and myself and Melvin Nury, which was a captain, we were pulling the hose out of the ditch so it wouldn't burn because a pin had come out of the pump and they were trying to put the pin back in the pump to get water. And they were all standing in front of the truck except me. I was out in front of it. And the car come through the smoke and hit all of us.
Okay, and so so this car also hit, it hit the firefighters and then hit the truck, and was the truck thrown any distance or anything like that?
Yeah, I was the first one hit. I went through the windshield, and then when they hit the truck, I went back across out into the ditch. And the other firemen were standing directly in front of the truck. And it probably moved the truck 50 to 60 feet to the rear.
And so firefighter Thornburg was fatally injured immediately, and a number of other firefighters, including yourself, were also injured on scene?
No, Thorny died maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours afterwards at the hospital with massive internal injuries. And Ed died maybe, I can't remember the exact time, maybe 6-7 weeks afterwards from bone marrow got into his bloodstream.
Okay, and what was the on-scene reaction of the other firefighters after this accident? I guess those who weren't injured.
Well, Assistant Chief Hubert Spellbring was laying under the truck, so he didn't get hurt. And Captain Nuri was with me pulling the hose. It just brushed his coat, so he didn't get hurt. So they were just running around trying to take care of everybody that was hurt. Plus, there was a lot of cars stopped, and just average people come over and help wherever they could.
Okay. Do you know how you and the other firefighters made it to the hospital?
They called several ambulances out of Kankakee, and as far as I know, that's the way all of us were transported at that time, because we didn't have an ambulance of our own.
Did the injuries have an immediate effect on responding to this original grass fire?
No, not really. You mean the day of the fire or afterwards?
I guess, was the fire already out, or was it mostly out when the accident occurred?
It was still burning, and I don't know who actually put it out. I know they brought the other truck out there at that time.
Okay, so it was Aroma Fire Protection District firefighters.
Right.
Okay. Can you talk about how the recovery process for the department with a number of firefighters injured, and you were hospitalized for some time, correct?
Yeah, I was out. I was in the hospital 31 days the first time, and then 6 months later, I went back for. I think it was 14 days for a bone graft on my leg. The other guys, they had amputations and all sorts of different problems, and some of them really never even got back on the department, you know, because of their injuries. We kept them on the books for a long time until they decided to retire.
How did this accident and then the line of duty deaths affect individuals within the Fire Protection District, or then also within the community?
Well, there was an outpouring of help, monetary, people given wheelchairs, just anything and everything that could be done, people did. I mean, it was just overwhelming. And the department, I think it really strengthened them because of it brought everybody a little bit closer, and they instituted some more safety rules while they were at it.
Since a number of firefighters were injured, did more volunteers join the department to help out during this time, or?
Yeah, there was a few of them that joined, and back then, you didn't really have to be on the department to make a call. I mean, we're talking rudimentary firefighting here. And there was some volunteers from town that would just come to, if there wasn't anybody to show, any regular firefighters show up, they would go on the call, you know. So But yeah, it did bring everybody closer together, and we really never had a problem answering calls.
Can you talk about how the organization or the community memorialized Firefighter Thornburg and Firefighter Anderson? Do you remember any details about the funerals or anything?
No, Thorny's was while we were all in the hospital, so none of us got to go to it. Ed, he had a Mason's funeral, so it was quite elaborate.
And but now, so the Fire Protection District has a memorial to these firefighters in the station, is that correct?
Yes. Captain Luke Shepard has taken the project on, and he put in a lot of work to get everything going, and there is a memorial, big memorial in the firehouse for and a plaque underneath the memorial also.
Can you describe any changes within your organization as a whole following the these line of duty deaths?
Well, we went through a hard problem there for a while because of leadership and everything else, but overall, I think the department strengthened itself, and it actually grew in size for a little bit there. And we got better equipment, new equipment, and all in all, it was a blessing in disguise.
You briefly mentioned some safety issues that came up, some changes in some of the safety practices. Do you remember any details about that?
Well, after the accident, the big thing was whenever we had a truck on the road or highway was to put out road guards to flag traffic, which we never did before. And then we also had a lot of ladder training, hose training, and different stuff like that. It brought the training process into being, actually.
Okay. Is there anything from this incident that would be helpful to today's firefighters?
Well, all I can say is you have to be careful, you have to be on your toes all the time, expect the unexpected, and wear your safety equipment.
And is there anything else that you would like to share about Firefighter Thornburg or Firefighter Anderson or the fire or the Aroma Fire Protection District that we did not cover during this interview?
Well, Thorny kind of kept to himself, so there really wasn't a whole lot of stuff that I could tell you about him. But Ed, now he loved kids, and he supported the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, anything like that. We went down and shoveled snow by hand off of the big bio so the kids could go down and roll ice skate one year, and we took a pump down and flooded it so the ice would be nice and smooth, and just all sorts of things like that.